Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Tuesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Tuesday. Have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Have Music Woman Artist of the Week, Alicia Keys, in today's entertainment spotlight. It really is news you can use. Dr. Amanda Graham of Truth Initiative joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about how you can quit smoking going into the new year. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In international news, Egypt floats plan to end Israel-Hamas war. The proposal gets a cool reception, says the Associated Press. Israel and Hamas on Monday gave cool public receptions to an Egyptian proposal to end their bitter war, but the longstanding enemies stopped short of rejecting the plan altogether, raising the possibilities of a new round of diplomacy to halt a devastating Israeli offensive in the Gaza Strip. The Egyptian plan calls for a phased hostage release and the formation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and occupied West Bank, according to a senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat familiar with the proposal. The Egyptian official, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the proposal, said the details were worked out with the Gulf nation of Qatar and presented to Israel, Hamas, the United States, and European governments. Egypt and Qatar both mediate between Israel and Hamas, while the United States is Israel's closest ally and a key power in the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not comment directly on the proposal, but speaking to members of his party, he said he was determined to press ahead with Israel's offensive launched in response to an October 7th Hamas attack on southern Israel. We are expanding the fight in the coming days, and this will be a long battle, and it isn't close to finish, he said. Hamas has continued to fire rockets into Israel throughout the fighting. Late Monday, it launched a barrage of rockets, triggering air raid sirens in the southern city. AP video showed what appeared to be several interceptions by Israel's rocket defense system. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. The Egyptian proposal falls short of Israel's declared goal of crushing Hamas. It also appears to be at odds with Israel's insistence on maintaining military control over Gaza for an extended period after the war. But Netanyahu faces heavy domestic pressure to reach a deal to bring home more than 100 Israeli hostages who remain in captivity in Gaza. As he vowed to continue the war, during a speech in Parliament, relatives of the hostages interrupted him and called for an immediate return. Now, now, they shouted. The rising death toll of Israeli soldiers from the ground operation also threatens to undermine public support for the war. The Israeli military announced the death of two more soldiers Monday, bringing the total killed in the war to 156. In more international news, imprisoned Russian politician Navalny is now in a penal colony near the Arctic Circle. Associates of imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said Monday that he had been located in a prison colony above the Arctic Circle nearly 3 weeks after contact with him was lost. Navalny, the most prominent foe of Russian President Putin, is serving a 19-year sentence on charges of extremism. He had been imprisoned in the Vladimir region of central Russia, about 140 miles east of Moscow, but his lawyers said they had not been able to reach him since December the 6th. His spokesperson said he was located in a prison colony in the Arctic region. Navalny is fine, at least as much as possible after such a long stage, and a lawyer visited him, his spokesperson told the Associated Press. The region is notorious for long and severe winters. The town is about 60 miles from where coal mines were among the harshest of the Soviet Gulag prison camp system. In business news, Wall Street ticks closer to record highs to cap its 8th straight winning week. Wall Street capped its 8th straight winning week with a quiet finish last Friday, following reports showing inflation on the way down and the economy potentially on the way up. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% to sit less than 1% below its record set nearly 2 years ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 18 points, or less than 0.1%, and the Nasdaq Composite edged 0.2% higher. Bristol-Myers Squibb helped lift the market and rose 2% after it said it would buy its therapeutics in a cash deal valued at a total of $14 billion. That helped offset an 11.8% slump for Nike, which cut its revenue forecast for its fiscal year and dragged sharply on the Dow. The athletic giant cited weakness in China, the downside of a stronger U.S. dollar for exporters, and other challenges. Wall Street's focus was squarely on a suite of economic reports released last week, which led to some swings in Treasury yields. And finally, in entertainment news, Aquaman's sequel drifts to first place at the box office. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom led a crowd of new releases at the box office on the weekend before Christmas Monday. The DC and Warner Brothers superhero sequel featuring Jason Momoa earned an estimated $28 million in its first 3 days of release in 3,700 locations in North America, according to studio estimates. That made the top five movies over the weekend. Number one, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom with $28 million. Number two, Wonka with $18 million. Number three, Migration with $12 million. Number four, Anyone But You with $6 million. And number five, Solar, Part One, Ceasefire with $6 million. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's up time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good evening, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Do not be afraid of where you haven't been, afraid of never realizing that there is more to life than what you see. So let's get to doing. Have an amazing Tuesday. Alicia Keys is our artist of the week this week. Here's her new single, Lifeline, from the Color Purple soundtrack, with him on Conversations Daily News.
Darling, this world ain't for the faint of heart. Feel like we were made to fall apart. I could build your heart an army, yeah. Don't gotta do this all by yourself. If you need someone, you call me, yeah. You got me, yeah. You got me, oh, I could be a lifeline. Baby, just till the sunrise. When you're alone, you don't mean you're alone. I'll be by your side. Oh, I could be the reason that you don't feel your demons. When you're alone, you don't mean you're alone. I'll be by your side. Oh, I could be a lifeline. Oh, I could be a lifeline. Highs and lows, lights will glow and they'll fade. Reach your hand out in the dark, and I'll meet you halfway. Cause your heart's an army.
Yes, it is.
You gotta do this all by yourself. If you need someone, you call me.
All you gotta
do. You got me.
All you gotta
do. You got me. Oh, I could be a lifeline. Baby, it's just the sunrise. When you're alone, you don't mean you're alone. Look to your right,
yeah.
I'll be right here, I'll be by your side. Look to your left,
yeah.
Look to your right,
yeah.
I'll be right here, I'll be by your side. Look to your left, look to your right, I'll be right here, I'll be by your side. Look to your left.
be a part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Amanda Graham in today's News You Can Use. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your News You Can Use. Dr. Amanda Graham from Truth Initiative. Join me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to discuss health for those who wanted to quit smoking going into the new year. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Dr. Graham, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
This is an important topic. I know for a lot of people, this is something they have been either wanting to do or have tried to do and failed, Dr. Graham. So where do we stand with the ongoing issue of adult smoking right now?
Smoking remains this country's leading cause of preventable death and disease. And we know also financial costs, not just to individuals, but to families and communities. The number that we talk about is 480,000. That's the number of people who die each year from a smoking-related illness. I want to pick up on something that you've already mentioned, which is that most people want to quit. Most smokers say in national surveys year after year, they want to quit, and over half have tried to quit. Quitting is one of the best things a smoker can do, and it's never too late to quit for anyone.
But what challenges are associated with quitting?
The main challenge is really nicotine addiction. You know, when you smoke a cigarette or vape and really any kind of recreational nicotine use, that nicotine hits the brain very quickly, and it drives the release of a brain chemical called dopamine. That's the feel-good chemical. That's what keeps people using these products. We know that for some people, it can take multiple attempts to quit successfully. The key is each time you try to quit, to figure out what worked, what didn't work, and to take those learnings into the next time that you try and to really keep trying. The other thing I want to mention is, you know, there's this misconception that a lot of smokers have, maybe your parents had this, that if you struggle to quit, well, it must mean I'm just not the kind of person who can quit. It must not be in the cards for me. And those are really misconceptions.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this on Conversations Daily News. Be back to guys on tomorrow for more news. Message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, Music from Artist of the Week, Alicia Keys, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Web, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.